This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Don't forget tomorrow at 9 o'clock, Royals manager Matt Cotrero will join us on the show. Probably have a lot of fun to talk about. You even show up to the ballpark when Chicago comes to town. You let your bench coaches have it. Take a day like Cody and Gold. I got to go on vacation during the season. When are you going to go against on vacation, Q? I won't play the White Sox for four.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. The Royals again in action tonight at 6:40. Vern's on deck show. Remember, he's giving away tickets on the pitch clock to see Brady Singer and Ellie De La Cruz.
That's cool.
Come to town. So
nice.
Some sort of some nuggets there for you to go check out Vern and see if you can get the trivia question right. Probably need to watch last night's game because that's how it works. So call into Vern's on deck show about 5:40. He'll do that giveaway, and you can go see Brady Singer, everybody's fan favorite, and De La Cruz, who is one of baseball's best players. But Chiefs talk never sleeps, especially when you have former players like Sean Merriman who say stuff like this on our gal show up in Adams.
If we take a look at the odds for the AFC West, FanDuel has them at plus 330 behind the Chiefs. They were 0-2 against the Chiefs last year. Do you think that the additions that they've made, and now it's Jim's second year, is that enough to close that gap?
100%. I'm not just saying it because, you know, I'm a Charger and all. I believe they're going to win the division this year. I really feel that way.
Let's go. Nothing taken,
don't want to take anything away from, Patrick Mahomes and that team. But Travis Kelce, as long as he's back, they always got a great team. They got a hell of a coach and Andy Reid. But truthfully, where the Chargers at and the jump that they made. Remember before the season started last year, nobody saw the Chargers even being a playoff team. That was the exact same team almost that, minus Keenan Allen and some of these other guys, that Jim Harbaugh took over. Nobody saw them going to the playoffs. So if he's able to do that in 1 year's time, what are they going to be looking like this year? With a full year under their belt, new guys, the coaching staff, everybody understands the system now. So if you don't think that they're not going to win a division – you know, it's crazy not to say that I think they're the best team in AFC West right now.
Mm. Do you want to see what the top text says on the text line? It says, let Bob tell the story about the Chargers with his Carrington impression. Love it when he does that, LOL. So Sean Merriman on Up and Adams saying they're going to win the division because, you know, they did good last year. Even though they didn't beat the
9-8 last year, and they didn't beat the Chiefs,
10-7 maybe.
I
think so.
I don't know. 9-8. It doesn't matter.
So here we go again. It's May. That was on May 5th.
I wrote it down in my book.
Okay,
May 5th. Chargers will win. Sean Merriman.
Lights out.
Lights kind of went out.
Nice
there.
Guy.
Great guy. We met him at a bus stop. Very nice. Wouldn't want to mess with that guy on the football field. He would crush you. Dude was a stud, but the lights went out on that take right there. I'll tell you, man, that's a bad take.
11-6.
Super cool guy, but super bad take because here we go again. May 5th.
What are we doing?
Cinco de Mayo 2025. Chargers will win the division, even though they didn't beat the Chiefs at all last year.
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. I'm getting a text this morning from Rob's. Sean Merriman will be on the drive today at 3:30.
Oh, I don't know, Sean. Your lights out. Seems like the lights are on, Rob.
Yes. You think Kelsey's washed too, Sean? I think the Chiefs are washed. I think Andy Reid is washed. I think Travis Kelce is washed. Chargers in five.
Yes. By week five.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again. Literally every ball washer in the NFL has been telling us the Chargers are going to win the division
since Patrick I've been alive.
I mean, like every year, rinse, today. Repeat, Chargers win division, Knicks in five. Like, it's come on.
Wasn't there an article, was it this weekend? Or I get them blurred up, but wasn't there something where like Harbaugh had a dream?
Yeah, I sent something over the weekend. The audio. He had a dream of making Justin Haber a Hall of Fame quarterback. That's right. Yeah.
Why does he keep dreaming of Herbert? Dreaming.
Why am I thinking of the greased up deaf guy from Family Guy too during this whole conversation?
You gotta catch me. I've never he had a dream about him like in birth, right? Like he's like he came out of the womb.
What is Harbaugh trying to do here?
Serious man crush.
It feels fake.
I don't think it's real.
I think, I mean, the John
or maybe
does this
he's
too.
Been sniffing paint.
No, because he's straight edge.
What does John do?
Well, John and Lamar have this whole love fest. You know, John goes over to Lamar. What do you want to do? What's your play call?
I love
it's all
that.
You. And they have this thing, and people love it for whatever
that
reason.
That reminds me of Willie Beeman and Al Pacino.
Like, I don't mind that. Hoo-ah!
Your claw.
It doesn't have the same.
Fingernails.
It doesn't have the same feel.
Lamar, you want to play football?
If worms had machine guns, then birds wouldn't be scared of them.
Yeah, Jimmy.
But John doesn't do that kind of stuff.
No.
And John, I think that I think that's where it kind of gets lost. Oh, every piece of confetti is.
The Chargers are the third best team in the division.
Yeah.
Like
arguable, third best quarterback in the division.
Okay. Come on. Tone it down.
Chill.
Tone it down.
What has Haber done in the postseason? Not that Drew Nix has done anything in the postseason either, but even still,
Drew Nix.
Or his team, or his quarterback. Well, I mean, you know.
Drew Nix. Oh, God.
Great.
Drew Nix. Oh, you got to keep that one.
It's better than my friend Billy Nix. I mean, he didn't do anything in the postseason either, but I mean, he's still better than Justin Herbert.
Drew Nix, Bo Nix, Stevie Nix, Chiefs and five.
That's right. Season over week five. Yeah.
No, I just think it's funny every year we do this.
What do we do? What, but why?
Like, somebody's got to be right eventually.
Is that a wrong take?
Somebody's got to be right eventually.
Eventually, but like, do you get credit for it if you say it all the time and it never happens?
Like, eventually you put money on the Rockies to win on the money line.
Right.
It hits.
I had the Rockies tonight.
Yeah. Told you.
Yeah, 1 of 12.
Okay, great.
So, I mean, everybody, I think, wants to be that. Now, again, Merriman, clearly pious, right?
Yeah, and that's fine. It's, you know, consider the source type stuff, right? Yeah,
and I think, you know, that's, I think, why Kay's like, let's go. And because she gets the clips, she gets the clicks of the audio, she gets the source. Here it is right here in Kansas City being played. So I think there's always going to be somebody. But like, I don't know, man. Like, I always have concerns about year two. I have the same. That's why I think we shouldn't be sleeping on Vegas. Denver has expectations.
Well, I don't think we should be sleeping on anybody in the division.
No.
Nobody.
No. And, you know. That's why I think it's just every year we get a new impressive thing from the Chiefs. Last year on the route to go to a three-peat, they went 15-2.
15-2.
And technically they went 15-1 because ain't nobody played in the last week of the season.
That's right.
And still went to the Super Bowl. Now, I think we're all in the agreement of this, that this is the toughest the AFC West has been in the Mahomes-Reed era.
It'll be the greatest AFC West championship that they've had in this era when they win it this year.
And will that be 10 in a row?
This is for 10 in a row, I
this
think.
This is no.
It's either 9 or 10 in a row.
Is it
Come
10
on,
already?
Text line, correct us.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, let us know.
And I'm because I thought Mitch said they're on route to win their ninth straight AFC championship. Because how many years has Mahomes been in the league?
Seven? Well, 17 when he was drafted, but 18 was that first year, right?
And Alex won what? 2 in a row before
Gold?
That?
He wins a lot.
No, he got his plane got winning. Hit by a bird, so he's got a new flight.
Oh.
Literally, his plane got hit by a bird.
Is that really what it was?
Go to his Twitter.
Okay.
New update.
Oh, a new update from Alex.
Oh, he's having a hell of a time.
Alex, I mean, his life is difficult for him, I'll tell you.
But no, I think, you know.
Yeah, they're going for their 10th straight.
10th straight. So a decade of dominance.
Yep.
And this is the year.
They've already got the shirt.
Yeah. Oh,
I know.
Hy-Vee's got them already, baby. They're ready to roll them out.
Yeah,
so, October 15th.
But again, it's here again, and to go in your 10th in a row is, I mean, just like upper echelon of just dominance. Yeah. And to do it now where the Chargers are better, the Raiders are much better, and, you know, Denver was a playoff team last year, and Denver's defense, and Denver's, you know, going to do, you know, what he did, you know, what they did last year. I think they're going to be more on the radar. But again, like, this is one of the, like, worry about beating the Raiders and the Broncos before you try to say you're going to win the division is my take.
Yeah, it's too early for that right now. You still got to respect everything that the Chiefs have done. And I think the Chiefs have gotten better this offseason. They've got two left tackles now, so hopefully one of those guys emerges to be your starter. This Royals kid, I'm just going to tell you, maybe I'm drinking a lot of freaking Kool-Aid right now. By October, everybody's going to be talking about him. And I see the gleam in Mac's eye as well. Yeah, your pants just got tighter.
No, you guys absolutely. Are just, yeah. you just put tape over the cup that says Justin Ross.
That's exactly right. Jody Ports and Justin Ross.
Dexter McCluster.
I don't think Sky that's Moore. The case with this guy. You start to kind of look at what he did in college and like seriously, like everybody's like, how did this guy end up in the fourth round and how did he end up with the Chiefs again? And you know, that Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, Matt Nagy are going to make this guy look really, really good out there. I mean, they've done it the last 2 years with rookie wide receivers, right? Rashee Rice 2 years ago, last year Xavier Worthy. Now this year you got 85 Royals out there playing and doing his thing, which is a mistake. They're going to cut somebody and he can get 85. But like I think that kid's going to be sneaky good, and I think people like midseason are going to go, damn, the Chiefs have done it again, man. They continue to find weapons, and then now they're going to get Rashee Rice back in October because I heard he may be suspended. Or people
there's a chance. Seventh round running back Breshard Smith's actually really good,
really
and all of a
good,
sudden,
and all of a sudden this kid is making some plays, and you know you're getting production from the guy they took at 66 from Tennessee. What was his name? Norman Lear, whatever that guy was. He's going to be having games where he's dominating the line of scrimmage on defense, and all of a sudden people are going to look and go, I'm done. We're out. Brett Veach just kicks our ass every year. We can't do it anymore. The league will fold.
Because the Raiders and the Chargers are going to basically do the same strategy together to try to beat the Chiefs. They're going to have their number one target, McConkey Bowers, and they're going to run the ball.
Run the football.
With their rookie running backs.
Right, and that's why the Chiefs looked around the rest of the conference and the division and said, oh, look, a lot of people have some good running backs. Let's get fat along the defensive line, and let's go out there and stockpile talent on the defensive line to shut down your Ashton Jeanty.
I still think Denver's the team that you should look over your shoulder on.
FanDuel's right there with you.
No, Denver's the second best team in the division. No,
I think it's really close. I think FanDuel would agree. Chiefs minus 120 for the division. Chargers plus 330. Broncos plus 340. Okay. So they are right there.
So they trust Herbert over Nick.
So they trust Hebert over Drew?
What it's going to come down to is neither of them. The Denver Broncos are going to have the best defense in football maybe next year. That's what it's going to come down to.
You keep going back to that, and I want you to save it. Like for yourself about talking about the Denver Broncos with the best defense, because I think later on in the season you're going to have a little bit of a told you so, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and so I want you to have that for your sake. You. Okay, so when we're in October and Denver's giving up 10 points a game and people are like, I didn't see this coming. We've got Mac. I think they're going to be the best defense in the NFL. So, mark the tape.
It. Got it.
That's what that means.
One word.
First name is Clay.
He was excited about marking the tape.
He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
It's about to take
Bob crazy.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with
yourself? Bob gave me a compliment. I got to cut this.
Exactly. You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three. Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Matt's awesome.
Oh, you know it, man.
Mac's awesome.
There we go.
One word on the Royals winning yesterday, 3-0 against the White Sox.
I'm going to use a word that I think is important for everybody. Therapeutic.
Mm. Oh.
It's so much easier, and I'm so much more relaxed when the Royals win because I know I'm not going to come in and see the Vern texts from the night before of people losing their minds, wanting to fire everybody, jump off the ship. This team is no good.
That was fun a few weeks ago.
Therapeutic.
I will say last night's win was clinical. Your ace was your ace. Your star was your star. And the two guys that have stepped up behind those two guys and Drew Waters and Michael Garcia nailed it. Not cynical, clinical.
Love it.
That's not even a word.
No, I love to see those two guys, Garcia and Waters, stay hot. I mean, that's so huge for this team. And then Reagan's, obviously, he misses that game. He comes back. We all think, you know, going up against a minor league team, you're going to be fine. 11 Ks. Cole Reagans keeps it going. One word on Reagans, our ace, being back last night.
Normal. It's a normal Cole Reagans double-digit strikeouts. Oh, performance.
Just dominant. I mean, went out there. I know the pitch count was high. I know India didn't do him a favor when he missed that line drive to left.
See, that's again, I know, like, people are like questioning. Yeah. Jonathan India should not be playing left field. That's why they need to go get a bat. You move Garcia to second, India to third, get a bat or get an outfielder, whoever it is out there in left field, and that's your best lineup. And then Massey's a bench player.
Or what you do is you put Garcia in left, Isbell in center, Caglione in right.
Hey, there it is.
Yeah, that's Drew Waters' position. He's got that thing on lockdown right now.
Drew Waters in center. Garcia in left.
Isbell and Waters are your two best outfielders right now. I still think, but I still believe that Michael Garcia is your second best infielder next to, obviously, Bobby. I think Michael Massey has shown us he's pretty much just a bench player about now, but that means you still have to go out and acquire. You're one guy short in that lineup from making it the best lineup you could possibly make it.
One word from the text line, stud for Cole Reagans.
Love it.
And then somebody from the text line, my word for last night's win is losers. Keep losing teams losing.
That's right. That's
exactly right. One word on the Royal ceiling.
Glass.
Ooh, that's not a good ceiling.
I don't know. Shatter it.
They can break it? Yeah,
yeah,
I don't know.
Because I think a lot of people believe that they were going into the season about, like, what was it, over under 83, 84 wins or something like that?
Right at 500.
I mean, the way that they're performing right now and the way that they're pitching right now, there is no ceiling for this team. They can bust right through whatever people had as their kind of their glass ceiling for them and continue to roll this thing forward. I mean, they've already got 20 wins on the year, guys. They only need about 64 more at this point in time to say they'll be a playoff team, right? You get 84, 85 wins, probably in the postseason.
What was the one word again? The Royals?
Royals ceiling.
Central. Go win the Central.
It. Yep.
Then you're out of that wild card, play in BS, go in the Central, go in 90, be a force to be reckoned with, quit being this team that everybody gives you this false narrative of like, oh, they get to play all the bad teams.
The Dodgers are playing the Marlins, right?
And they're up 6-0 in the sixth. The Dodgers,
Pirates are playing the Cardinals. Everybody plays losers.
Bad teams stay bad, and good teams stay good. That's what it is. You're going to win 50. You're going to lose 50. It's the middle gap, and this is, you know, these are part of those wins. Yep. Take advantage of them. So, Central, keep everybody in your crosshairs, in your rearview mirror, because in that left lane, there are two cars behind the Tigers, and it's like 291 heading north. Just minimal speed, and everybody's right there. Somebody's got to break away eventually and get around the mess.
Yeah.
Just keep winning.
If you're the Royals, stay on the roads in Kansas and stay off Warnell and Holmes.
Yeah. Avoid the potholes.
Yep. Be like the Jeff Bridges meme, you know, in the car.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The dude.
Yeah. Let's go. The dude. One word on Celtics-Knicks game one.
Entertaining.
I knew it.
Yeah. I mean, it's perfect.
Exciting.
Yeah,
because if that's game one,
they lost, though, I still would have said it was an entertaining game.
Of course.
I will say this, leaving that game last night, give me six more. Just give me six more.
I was told that it was going to be a bad series.
I said, no, I did not say that.
It's going to be very unentertaining.
Least entertaining of the four. Just still be entertaining. But yeah, that's already a wrong take. The Knicks were awesome. Thrilling, thrilling game. Good for them. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
I'm bitter. From a historical perspective, from a meaningful standpoint, from a branding standpoint for the NBA, like, this is a great series for the NBA. It should do some really good ratings. I mean,
I think this will be the least entertaining basketball series of the four.
Crank it back up.
Damn it.
Receipts, dog.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, Bob. I think Max NBA takes a wash. I think the Celtics. I'm just kidding.
I feel like Kermit with a cup of tea.
Yeah, you should.
One game.
It's only one game. Yeah.
One game.
It's only one game, I'm like, eh.
The Knicks needed that game way more than the Celtics did. And they got it, man. They flipped the series. It was huge.
Of course they did.
And I still don't know which way to think. I could think about it positively as a Celtics fan. I could think about it negatively. We can talk about it more later.
Well, and I also think, too, to go back to my original, how everything's better when the Knicks win in the NBA. Madison Square Garden was sold out last night. The game was in Boston.
Nuts.
People at the Yankee Stadium were losing their collective minds. If the Knicks were to win the NBA championship, and I know that's a long way away, it may be the greatest spectacle you've ever done seen in sports.
It'd be crazy.
I mean, people will lose their minds. The Empire State Building, people may climb up that like King Kong did back in the day.
You're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Like, insane what will happen if the Knicks end up winning that championship.
And you feel that as the opposing team. You feel like everyone wanting the other team to win.
I thought the crowd was very biased towards Boston last night, though.
A lot of green, right?
Yeah. A lot of let's go Boston.
And then not only that, you guys get to have a hell of a Saturday. Game 3, 2:30 in the afternoon. Ooh, nice. In the Garden.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Brioche.
Easy back there.
Look at Mac. It's like 2:30 on a Saturday.
I don't need primo Saturday stuff coming out from the studio over there.
Maybe I'll have my fiance make me a nice charcuterie board.
I mean, I'll come over.
Awesome, yeah.
I'll bring the bubbles.
I've
zero trouble
this week.
Zero bubbles, zero
troubles. Zero
troubles,
zero troubles.
2:30? How about
30 on Saturday? We may have to have a patio party.
We may have to do that.
I don't know the weather on Saturday.
Jen, are we free on Saturday at 2:30? I'm not showing anything on the 10th.
You better wear duct tape on Saturday.
Game 3, that'll be at the Real Garden.
Daddy's Day before Mother's Day.
we might have to watch that one.
Let me tell you something about that game. We'll get Maloney to show up and bring the beer.
And that hat.
Yeah, and the hat. Yeah.
Tie-dye shirt. You should have signed that one.
Mm-hmm.
Three games in the second round have been played. All three home teams, all three favorited teams have lost so far. Last night was the third. Aaron Gordon with a buzzer beater.
Oh, my God.
Another to win one. The game for the Nuggets. One word on Nuggets Thunder.
No coach. Coachless.
Classic. I mean, you had maybe one of the best night of the NBA seasons last year.
And I'll tell you what, having Ian Eagle and Kevin Harlan narrating both of those games. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. Like, they're the two best.
Like I look at these NBA games, like, luckily for our job and for me in general, like, I don't have a family like of kids like that. Like, I'll get my sleep today. I wasn't going to sleep last night. I watched both those games in consecutive.
Oh, there's no chance I'm making it past 8 o'clock.
Okay. Tonight. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, like, and tonight, you know.
Tonight, exactly. Yeah.
Tonight, like, I'm exhausted from last night. Oh. And I went to bed, you know, earlier than you guys did, obviously, because I'm old. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was exhausted. Like, it's about 9 o'clock, and I'm like, I'm done. I was mentally and emotionally drained from that game. And again, I'm not an NBA fan, and that's why I'm encouraging people. Like, I had somebody else tell me, my wife last night, I don't like the NBA. I'm like, this is not the NBA.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, this is the playoffs. This is different.
Way different.
And it's the Knicks and Celtics. Had it been the Cavaliers and
Pacers,
yeah, I'm not interested in that.
Yeah, that game's at 6 o'clock tonight. I'll have Royals really going on once that Royals start.
Yeah.
And then Warriors-Timberwolves at 8:30. I'll be up for that as well.
It'll be fun.
We'll be locked in. And
does anybody have NBA TV except for like DirecTV subscribers?
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah. So all these games now starting late and they're going to NBA TV. Flip the switch on Turner, man. Yes. You got like seven channels that are airing the same game.
And then Wednesday we're right back at it. It's game 2 is at 6 o'clock.
Question for our listeners.
Listeners, which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.